because Revolution is on Sunday, you know, we can't make it. And then I was like, Revolution is like this Sunday. So never mind.
Yeah, I hit the record button and she talked about, what do you be
I'm talking about wrestling, obviously. It's all I do. So,
I know, but what do you... Wait,
we were talking about Lexicon.
No, what do you want to be called again?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
You just said it, too.
I really did.
I thought you said a poor, but...
Oh, yeah, I wanted MJF to call me a poor to my face.
They said a porn. I'm like,
wait, no, what? Poor.
Like a poor person. Like a plebeian.
Like those things that Scrooge hates in A Christmas Carol.
Bah-humbug looking ass. Like
the poors.
Bah-humbug looking ass. Well, because I was so excited about, like, MJF, because it was, like, kind of a definitive note for me being like, oh, he's not, he actually signed a new contract with, like, AEW, he's not going anywhere when they announced him, because they announced him right before the Royal Rumble, and I was like, well, if they announced it, like, this close to the Rumble, it means that he's not going to WWE, because WWE doesn't really allow outside appearances from what they do there, and like AEW lets them do that, so I was like, okay, he signed a new contract with AEW, or he's just a free agent right now, I don't know. And then it got canceled, and I was like, fuck, I was like, I don't get to be called a poor. Disappointing
because you really would be,
but I but yeah, like Troy Baker's gonna be there, so I was excited. And then Miles' voice actor is going to be there. Yeah. So I was going to get my Last of Us stuff signed because he voiced Sam in The Last of Us. So, not Sam. Sam's little brother.
Who's Sam's little brother? Were you talking about The Last of Us?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I can't remember his little brother's name right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a hot second since I played The Last of Us, but he was
in like 2014, 13 since I played that game.
I was about to say, I haven't played that one in a while. I played, like, the remake when it came out, like, last year for the PS5, because it was the first time I ever, like, bought it. Like, because, yeah. Like, when I got my PS3, my friend just gave me The Last of Us with it. He's like, you have to play this game. It's great. And then when I upgraded to my 4, it was just kind of bundled into, like, the normal price of a PS4. So I essentially got the game for free. And then I was like, oh, I have a PS5 now. I just bought a PS5 version for the first time ever. And I was just like, I love this. Now I got to buy part 2 because the art covers match. So I was like, well, I got to have that.
God damn it.
Goddamn. Well, I did buy part 2 when it came out originally. And I have, like, the special edition. So I have the steelbook and stuff. But the steelbook doesn't match the little art style, and I need it.
Oh, yeah.
Because of who I am as a person. But I'm keeping the steelbook because it's pretty, and I like steelbooks. My favorite steelbook is either my Sekiro one, because it's amazing, or the one I have for Forbidden West.
Oh, gosh. Gorgeous. That's it.
Yay!
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Okay, well, again, podcast episode 222. I'm your podcast MC Perry. Today I had number 2, and yay! So yeah. I'm tired.
I'm tired too, man. Like, I had a 13-hour work day yesterday.
This week is long. Like, I don't know what it is about this week. It just felt like it dragged.
We had a leap year too.
It's like, yeah.
That extra day.
Yeah.
That extra day.
Wrestling. Fuck like, February. Yeah. Like AEW and Raw went by rather quickly this week for me, and then like everything else just kind of dragged. I was like,
oh boy, this year was SmackDown too.
Oh, I didn't even watch SmackDown. I was like, we're 20 minutes in here, and all I've heard is The Rock say like dick jokes. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
It was funny though.
I was like, we did this for 40 minutes. Like, I don't want to be here.
Finally, your lives have meaning.
The Rock's shirt hurt my eyes. Like, it was a Rorschach test. Not a Rorschach.
A white what?
His shirt just like.
You said a Rorschach.
Yeah, that's not the right word.
Okay.
Rorschach is the right word. Yeah, Rorschach is the right word. I was thinking or Bechdel test. Yeah. Bechdel test is something completely different.
Yes. Is it McDonald's?
Bechdel test?
I thought you said McDonald's. I'm like, what? It's like, huh? Apparently there's something called like Wake Donald's or some shit. I don't know.
Wake Donald's?
Like WC Donald's. I'm like, wait, what the fuck is this?
You said McDonald's, and I was like, is that where John Wick, like, fights people to give you your McDonald's? Because I would sit down if Keanu Reeves hand-delivered me food.
It's Keanu Reeves. I respect that dude. Not the only way you do things. Every game, we look at video game news, want to be in the game community, talk that shit. Only way, occasionally, sometimes, maybe, walk it back. With that being said, what have you been playing?
Oh, I finally get to play Suicide Squad because my arm's not all fucked up, so I've been enjoying that. Just got to fighting giant fire Batman.
I should get one of those like accessibility controllers so you can play with one hand. Or
I thought about buying the access controller, and I was like, then I gotta learn a whole new controller, and then by the time I actually learn it,
my arm will be better by then. The thought's there, Stone, but in practice.
But like I said, mostly like while my arm was hurt, I just played like Mario Party.
That's fair.
You can do that one-handed.
I got that one-handed, and then me and Andrew play it, and we play with like the CPU of our friends doing join us, and we make Birdo. Mm. Always the CPU because we don't like Birdo.
That's fair.
Watch that Birdo.
Level one CPU.
Sometimes we make it hard, and we still beat Birdo, and I'm just like, Birdo's just dumb. Stupid Birdo.
Stupid bird brain.
Well, like, the best thing is, like, I changed Andrew's life by telling him Birdo was a boy. Mm. And he goes, nuh-uh, and I heard him tapping on his phone. And he's like, Birdo's a boy? How does Birdo shoot eggs? I don't understand. I was like, in some cultures, in some mammals, the male's the one that gets pregnant, so.
Yeah. It happens.
It's like, not in our particular species, but...
It'd be like that sometimes.
It do. But you play anything? You still playing WoW, or are you playing Nightingale? Still mostly
playing WoW. I don't think I played anything else this week, honestly.
I've actually been playing Nightingale.
Twitch drops for Nightingale, because I played some last squad week. One Twitch to one for Nightingale.
You played some last week?
I played some last week. I don't think I've played any this week, though. But I like it so far. It's been really good. I just need to get back into it. I just haven't had the time.
You guys playing 7 days a night? Is that the thing?
I think so. I think we're going to try to get a group together this afternoon and play for a little while.
Yay.
Yeah, it's always good to get back into classics.
Well, bearing everything aside, I had played just a little bit of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. It's everything I wanted to be.
There you go.
Yeah. I have it installed. I just haven't played it yet.
You just got to sit down and play it.
Because I was like, I know as soon as I start playing it, I'm going to be like... non-existent to the rest of the world.
You understand, like, that's how I felt, like, the last couple of days, but, like, everybody else wanted me to do this shit and that shit, or
other you're shit. Like, no! Final Fantasy, bitch!
I'm like, alright.
Maybe Doom!
I talked to my dad, he's like, have you played it yet? I'm like, I haven't played it yet, Daddy. He's like, the fuck is going on? And I told him about all the stuff that was going on.
Is it freaky
fast? I told him everything that was going on. He's like, fuck those people! My dad said, fuck those people. He said, fuck those people. Go play your game.
My mom was like that because I was trying to figure out if I wanted to go to my friend's house for like Revolution tomorrow because it's Sting's last match and my mom's favorite wrestler is Sting. She's a hit on wrestling Twitter, at least with the people I follow because she's like in love with Sting and I always just like comment what she says on Dynamite. So my mom's like a big hit and I love that for her. And then I was like, oh my God, do I watch this without my mom? And she goes, I'm going to be in bed by 6:30. I was like, oh, you ain't even going to make it till like the actual show. Okay, we'll just watch it the day after. I'll find somewhere to stream it illegally. Totally and completely legal. I'll buy it on Fight TV or Bleacher Report.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Completely legally.
You say, Bleacher Report?
Yeah, Bleacher Report does them in America.
Bleacher Report? They said...
Well, like, they're going to stop showing them at Malco, so I'm very sad.
Mm.
But then again, you also have to have somebody there at the theater until, like, 12 a.m. because wrestling in AEW goes on for, like, ever.
Forever.
Yeah. It's like WrestleMania, but every pay-per-view.
Yeah, well, at least, I guess, night one, it goes up to, like, what, 9 o'clock?
Well, like, it's real weird because they split WrestleMania into two nights because it used to start at, like, 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I actually liked it. I liked
9 to 10 o'clock, and it's just so long. Now you have night one and night two, so.
I like the night one and night two, honestly. Yeah. It tells me what I'm doing for the weekend.
Be like, I am watching WrestleMania. Don't bug me.
I know you have plans, but that Sunday, I'm cooking out here for WrestleMania, so you're welcome to come.
Sweet. I'll do night one with my other friend group and then do night two here.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. We'll watch Cody win the title together.
Exactly. I'm actually for it now. They had to get me on board. I'm like, all right, so they're just let The Rock turn on the Roman to set up for WrestleMania for next year.
Well, the bloodline can't interfere from last night. Like, the bloodline, I assume that would be The Rock too. So there's a tag match for night one if Cody accepts it, because he will, because it's Cody. So it's The Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth. And if Cody and Seth win, the bloodline are like banned from ringside and they can't interfere and things of that nature. And then if Rock and Roman win, it's tribal rules or bloodline rules or some shit like that. And I'm just like, we've done the bloodline rules thing before. We did like tribal combat with like him and Jey Uso, and they still interfered. So I'm like, I don't trust this one over here. I don't trust this bloodline bullshit. I was like, I just want to fast forward to this so I can get to like Roman and Rock without the belt being there. I'm like, just give that shit to Cody. We should have done it last year, but let's do it this year.
Yeah. Oh. But Fungus 7 is playing really great.
Yay.
I haven't played a lot, but like the combat system is amazing. It actually, if you do the demo, it gives you the option to skip the Nibelheim event, which I thought was really cool.
I did not play the demo because I wanted to go in blind.
Yeah, but the thing is though, like it was like, that's the first thing that they talk about. And then it just skips it. I'm like, yes!
You're like, I can skip it! Well, that was me when I booted up Suicide Squad for the first time, because like the beta part was like the first thing that you do in the game. I was like, I've already done this. It's like, I want to do it again, because it's basically like you getting used to everybody. Mm-hmm. Like everybody's different like combat styles and mm-hmm. their different aerials and stuff. And I was like, I already did this. I already know who I want to main. Like, I knew who I wanted to main before I even started this game. I do switch between like Harley and Boomerang. I do like Boomer a lot.
Yeah.
King Shark is great though.
King Shark is a shark.
He's a shark. I just be watching the Twitch drop so I can get like the custom suits and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then like Harley's like in love with Wonder Woman and I'm like, same.
Yeah.
I would do anything. I would kill anybody for Suicide Squad, kill the Justice League Wonder Woman. Like, she's so pretty and hot, and I'm just like, oh. Well, like, there's this one part where she's making like a shield,
mm-hmm.
and like the squad walks in there, and they're like, and then Boomer's like, oh, look, it's like the Wonder Lady or some shit, and then Harley's like, don't embarrass me in front of her.
Not embarrass me in front of Wonder Woman.
I was like, same, girl, same. I was like, don't embarrass me.
Yes. Need to keep that energy, Harley.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, I think it looks great. Party's right. Even on from doing it remote play, great.
Yeah, yeah. Perry didn't know that you could remote play from any device or browser, basically, on a PS5.
You didn't know that?
I just didn't. Because I didn't.
I mean, I guess I have to know it because I have to talk about remote play and all that for, like, the Portal and the Backbones at this point.
Yeah, I just didn't think of it like, at all, but, like, I had to, like, figure out, too, because, like, anytime I plugged in my controller, like, the sound went out from my headset, and I would, no matter what.
You're just like, I don't like it.
I just don't like this. And then I was like, all right, so my mouse, the Corsair, doesn't fucking work wirelessly at all.
That sucks.
At all. So I was just like, fuck it. I unplugged it, put it up, and just, like, hardwired it, and then plugged in the cord in the back and just made it work. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
But no, I was like, well, I have like, I wonder if I can plug it down here.
Yeah, probably.
That'd be cool. But I don't know. I don't want to install the game again, though.
I have to do all this work.
I don't want to install the game.
At least you can, you know, just carry your save over. No big deal.
I know, but I don't want to download the game.
Yeah.
On your PlayStation.
Yeah.
It's 145 gigs, though.
It's a big game. I don't know that I have the space for it. I need to get another hard drive for my PlayStation, though.
Yeah.
I have to buy a new one because my old one just stopped working out of nowhere.
Your PlayStation?
My SSD.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? I have games on there.
Mm-hmm. It just not no more, you know.
And I was like, well, I'll just buy this, the one that we have in the store. I got like a 1 terabyte for like $70. So go. I was like, I'm put it in there, and then it says GameStop on it. And I'm like, God damn it.
God damn
it. It's like, can I rename you?
Please.
Like, no. I'm like, fuck. Okay. So yeah. I have that for my PS5 ones, and then I have an external for all my PS4. So I got like 300 little games on there. That's I keep buying, cool. Like, they keep doing, like, the little board games to, like, video game thing. And me and my friends keep buying them. Like, we bought Life because, like, the game of Life was, like, $5.
Which one ever playing the game of Life right
Everyone
now?
Loves the game of Life. It's fun. And then we bought Clue. They got, like, a Clue one. The Clue one is so fun.
Yeah.
So where'd you guys like to start? Let's get this.
Let's start with the bad news and get it out the way.
What, the layoffs?
Yeah. More layoffs.
Everybody's laid off. Nobody gets to work anymore. Well, nobody wants to work, so nobody gets to work. That's what it is.
Well, like, the crazy thing is like, I was trying to figure out, I was like, yeah, this is bad, but most of this is probably just, like, remote people, essentially, and people that you hired during COVID. So, we're out of that, essentially. Well, out of it. Quotation marks. Mm-hmm. We're out of COVID and things of that nature, so we don't need all these people anymore. And I was like, that still kind of sucks, though. You can find something else for them, send them to a different division or something.
But my thing is, though, like, what's the tally up now, too?
I think this year is more than last year combined so far.
Well, like, so far this year, we've had around 6,000 people been announced to be laid off this year. Last year, we had a total of 10,000 people.
Oh, so we're relatively close to it.
Yeah.
And we're only in, like, the third month of the year.
Yep. It's great. Love it here.
This is great.
We love it here.
I guess, I know Supermassive and Insomniac were part of that, but I think Supermassive was, like, 90 people.
Yeah.
Like, so it wasn't, like, a lot, but it still kind of sucks when you see...
Well, I think
even one person get... fired.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm more cynical about it. I think it's just, you know, the company bottom line, you know, and shareholders and stuff like that. They're just like, well, we're just going to cut our biggest expenditure, which is labor. So we're going to cut people and make them do the same work with the less people. So,
yeah.
But I mean, companies have been divesting like certain developers and stuff too, instead of like just axing whole like, you know, groups of people, they're just, like, getting rid of entire developers.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. I thought about, like, when I pulled up the topic, I was like, what is the number up to?
Then, like, I know the Mandalorian game, the people that were making that all got axed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got axed, so there's no more, like, Mandalorian game, and I'm like,
but
I was kind of looking forward to that.
Saber Interactive, instead of, like, them getting laid off or that getting shut down or whatever... they have basically bought themselves out from under Embracer, so they're their own company now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Aren't they the ones making the Knights of the Old Republic remake?
Yes.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so they're still making that. They're still making Knights of the Old Republic remake. But yeah, I guess in a $500 million deal, they bought themselves out from Embracer.
They said, you ain't gonna see us lose nobody, hey. Mm-hmm.
And then there's some rumblings and rumors that Gearbox is going to be next because they're also up for sale from Embracer. And they think that the speculation is that Gearbox is going to buy themselves out.
Gearbox means Borderlands.
Yes.
For those that do not know.
Yes.
And we do love a good Borderlands.
We do. And hopefully the movie is good.
I'm real excited about it.
I mean,
it's like going to be a podcast date day. Like, we're going to go see Borderlands.
Yeah. we record our reactions during the theater.
Yeah. You're never gonna fucking guess what happened.
You're never gonna guess what happened. All these spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's some interesting stuff in the industry, I guess, is, you know, Knights of the Old Republic developer, Saber Interactive, and Gearbox trying to buy themselves out from Embracer. Lots of layoffs still happening for, you know, reasons. Apparently, though, Horizon is still getting a co-op game. So
is that like a single like co-op game, or is it like a tie-in to like Forbidden West?
I'm not sure. So back in the days of yore, whenever it was first getting developed, because I watched like the developer documentaries and stuff like that for the like Horizon Zero Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
The original idea for that game, it was built whenever it was like first built. It was supposed to be a co-op game.
Mm-hmm.
So it was supposed to be two people going and doing this, you know, thing and taking down robot dinosaurs and stuff.
That would be kind of cool, actually.
Right. So then they got rid of the co-op bit, and then they just kind of focused on making it a single-player story. But because, I mean, I don't know, at their, like, Guerrilla Games, like, their first series was that multiplayer shooter for...
Killzone?
Yeah, that's what it was. So they had experience with co-op and online and multiplayer and stuff like that. So I guess they wanted to bring that into this, you know, story-driven experience that they were making.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't pan out that way.
Yeah.
But they've always kind of wanted to do a co-op game in Horizon's universe. So there is some
really
sort of
cool,
co-op
actually.
Game that they have making in the process. But apparently that is surviving through all of the layoffs, because none of that team has been laid off from the Sony layoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I know there was like a Twisted Metal project. We don't know if it's like a new game or like a remaster that got canceled during all this too, which kind of sucks because I would love a new or a remaster of Twisted Metal. I would love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the hell they canceled it.
Because I love Twisted Metal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then EA is also laying off around 670 people.
It's EA. So.
It's EA.
It's EA. It's in
the
game.
I love how we're all just like, but it's EA.
It's
so.
EA. Remember they said that single player games weren't going to be good.
Apparently they're sunsetting several unspecified games as well. So games that they were unannounced and then were in the works, and they're just going to axe them and axe all the developers that are working on them.
Yeah, they're like, but...
They're like, your game sucks so bad.
They're like, we're not axing Madden, though.
But an update to that article that George Yang wrote for GameSpot, that he said that one of the canceled games is apparently Respawn's Star Wars first-person shooter.
When that was the Mandalorian one, right?
I don't think so. I think it's a different game.
Yeah, I knew there was a lot of Star Wars stuff. In
yeah, that found really deal though. That's crazy though. The same. I saw that. I was just scrolling through IGN. I was like, wait, that's a big fucking deal though. So I just wonder when the game's gonna come out.
And then I think Nine Deck, which makes like Life is Strange, is doing layoffs too. And then like 15-20% of their staff was getting laid off.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Supermassive Games announced that it was going to be...
They said we're getting rid of 90 people over there.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that one. They put out a... That's how I knew layoffs were happening, because I got to that before I got to the the massive Sony layoff.
Mm-hmm.
And
then the massive Microsoft layoff that was a couple weeks ago, and the massive other layoffs.
And the massive, yeah, lots of layoffs going on.
Lots of people losing their jobs, and it's not great.
And then I think the people that do Helldivers are like, hey, if you lost your job, you could come over here.
Join the fight.
Come over here and help us make Helldivers, like, really great.
Yeah.
Even greater.
And then also, Crash Bandicoot developer, Toys for Bob, is apparently officially going indie as well. Because I guess they have bought themselves out as well.
They said, well, we ain't doing none of this.
Mm-hmm. We're going to make our own games with Blackjack and Hokus.
I can't believe someone's mowing their yard.
Mm-hmm. It's that time of the year.
It's the time of the year.
Even though it's been... like 30 degrees.
Yeah, it's been like 30 degrees and it was snowing like a couple days ago, and then it was 68 by the time I got off work at 3. I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Mm, sure.
And apparently Remedy has also, because it's an interesting, I guess, trend or I guess shift in the industry. It's like all these developers are buying themselves out or buying their IP back out from their publishers.
Mm-hmm.
Because Remedy has also taken control of Control.
Control.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic game.
A 17 million euro deal, apparently, with publisher 505 Games. That gives them the freedom to decide the best path forward.
Control 2 would be the best path forward. Control two, control myself. And then making Alan Wake 2 a physical release.
But, yeah. So, apparently, they bought themselves out.
Did they just buy Control, or was it anything else?
Let's see here. Control 2, the multiplayer Control spinoff, codenamed Condor, and all future Control products. So, the entire franchise.
They said, this franchise is us.
Yes.
I mean, it's Remedy for real, though.
Yeah, Control's a great game, so is Alan Wake.
Mm-hmm.
You still gotta play Alan Wake.
I gotta play the second one, but I haven't bought it yet, because I want a physical edition.
Is it not out yet? Are they making one?
I don't know. They said they're not making a physical edition.
I know, Blue Point actually said that they would do it or not.
I know THQ offered to foot the physical bill, even if it was for, like, a really short period of time. And I was like, well, Nintendo proved that we can do that.
Is there any Cyberpunk in GameStop right now?
We went on the PS5, like, the Ultimate Edition that comes with the Phantom Liberty DLC. It's, like, $60.
Is it Xbox at all?
They have it on the Xbox, but we don't have it. We sell it digitally, though.
That's crazy.
And you get 5% off of your pro member.
That's cool. Thanks for the plug. let's see. Final Fantasy composer finished composing full games.
I'm very sad about it because, like, the Final Fantasy score is so good. It's always, like, you know how we do, like, you know, the game awards, and we have, like, that whole, like, nice little lengthy segment of, like, game of the year game music. And I always, like, the Final Fantasy one is just so good.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nobuo Uematsu has stated that he just doesn't have the strength to score a full video game anymore. And I'm like, I feel that, especially a Final Fantasy game, like, goddamn.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot to think of.
That does a lot. Years. It's a lot of music that you gotta make, and a lot of moving parts you gotta handle.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad, really.
Well, a lot of high-profile people are kind of saying they're wanting to step back a little bit, like director Miyazaki from Software.
Yeah.
I said that he wants to delegate future directing jobs of the future Souls games to
that's other people. Cool. I think people, as long as the game's still getting made and it's high quality, people don't care.
Yeah, I think so too. I think, you know, it, like, the director is
important. And that would include Elden Ring, because they bought Elden Ring from Bandai Namco, so they're like the... Yeah.
Well, I think in any future games, I think he'll still be involved with Elden Ring for the time being, but I think it's like if another project were to come up, like, say, Dark Souls 4, for instance, like, he wouldn't want to be directing and in charge of that game. He'd want somebody else to handle it.
Do you think that he'd still have, like, kind of a say in it since he's been there so long?
Well, according to him, he said, I think it's very likely we'll see new directors going forward. I think if we do that, I'd like to step away from the supervisory role and give them full direction and full control over those projects.
Oh, he said, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, he's like, I'm out. I've done my job. I'm out of here.
Like, I made all these really great games. This is it.
Yeah. Well, so he didn't direct Dark Souls 2. Yeah. So he directed Dark Souls 1 and 3, but not 2.
Did he do Elden Ring?
Who? Miyazaki?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did Elden Ring.
It was Miyazaki, and then mm-hmm. I think George R. R. Martin helped come up with, like, the lore and stuff of Elden Ring.
Well, George R. R. Martin wrote the, like, deep lore. So, yeah. Like, he wrote, like, the Silmarillion to the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah, he did that. He also did Bloodborne. So, can't wait.
I just want a Bloodborne remake. Sony's never going to give me a Bloodborne remake.
And then Neil Druckmann also doesn't have very many big games left. And longs for a low-key life.
I would do that, too, if I was Neil Druckmann making, like, one of the biggest franchises in gaming history. I'd be like, you know what, I don't want to do this no more. Like, I don't think I'm going to make anything that's going to top this.
Yeah, lots of people that are doing big games are saying, I want to take a step back and let other people get in. And the gaming industry is like, you know what? We don't want anybody in here.
We
don't want to be here. And they're like, well, you don't want to be here? We're not going to let them in. So you're going to have to stay.
Like, listen.
No.
You're making us an insane amount of money. Don't go anywhere.
They're like, you need to stay here until we can program everything that you do into an AI.
AI.
To do it for us. And then that AI will make all the games, and then that's it. Nobody works anymore.
Just the fact that someone really is cutting their grass. And that's not grass. I don't know if that's grass.
Somebody's out there mowing. And fuck them and fuck that. I don't want to mow.
I don't want to mow just yet, man.
Grass isn't tall enough. It doesn't touch my ankles yet, so.
Yup. Reopen close tab.
Where's our Jimmy John's at?
It's not for nowhere US. Nearby. It's not for US today.
It's not freaky fast today.
Not today.
Let's see. Skull and Bones by the numbers.
I don't know if that is.
I bet that's the Jimmy
John's. Oh, guys, as soon as we get the Skull and Bones, it makes sense. I'll back to you and after these. Us okay, eating the Jimmy John's. Back to the old podcast. As we did get our Jimmy John's, finally.
It was not freaky fast.
Finally.
After, it was just freaky.
After 30 minutes, Jimmy John's has come back to Casa de Platypus.
Did it take 30 minutes? How long did it take?
Hey, it took 30 minutes because it's been 30 minutes in the podcast.
Oh, well. We have a timer.
We have a timer.
The halfway point of the show.
The halfway point of the show is when they came. Oh, yeah. Where are we at? Sorry, guys.
Still a I think we were about to talk about Skull and Bones.
Yeah, Skull and Bones. Yeah. Good God. The numbers, they said it did it well, but the player count isn't, like, it's kind of weird, right?
Well, so the concurrent, like, player count isn't very high at all. Like, it's middling at best. But apparently, people are spending 4 or more hours in the game every day, on average. So the people that are playing it really like it.
Mm-hmm. My dad's playing it.
So
that's what I heard. The people that really like it, and then the people that did not like it...
just don't play it.
They don't want to go back to it.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like there isn't really a middle ground with it. So I'm guessing, you know, I don't know, I guess... because it... by all accounts, it is very much, you know, the ship combat. And it's very much the what they envisioned, I guess, the game to be. So, I guess if you didn't really care for the ship combat in Assassin's Creed Black Flag or Assassin's Creed 3, you know, then...
I think with some of the stuff that they take that...
Well, I had one customer said that you can't, like, jump ship to, like, raid somebody else's ship in Skull and Bones.
Yeah.
Even though, like, you could do that in Black Flag.
That's exactly what that is.
And someone was like, I really thought I was going to be able to, like, go raid and plunder other ships. But no, it's just ship combat. They're like, it's just battleship, but better.
Yeah. It's like, it's just the ship combat, yeah.
Yeah, and then going to land is... where you just do upgrades and stuff. Mm-hmm. You can't really go do a whole lot on land.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of how I envisioned the game from the start, whenever they said, well, we're going to take the ship combat from Assassin's Creed and turn it into its own game called Skull and Bones. And I'm like, oh, okay, so it's literally just going to be the ship fighting stuff, which worked pretty well, and I thought it was fun. I didn't think it would carry a full game. But I guess they thought it would.
But, the second highest mark in their 37-year history?
Yep.
What's the first one? Is it Black Flag? Because that would be funny.
What, for ship battles? And
it says it's their second highest mark, like, player-wise, I guess.
Yeah, for engagement, I guess, right? Okay. As far as, you know, players playing it a lot. Ubisoft did not say what their number one title is.
Aw, man! It probably would be...
I bet it's Black Flag. They're like, no, we don't want to say that this one's better, so.
Oh, well, maybe the SEO trip.
GameSpy gave it a 4 out of 10. Ow.
GameSpy. Yeah, not tracks.
Oh, yeah, that hurt Jeremy in the freaking fantasy draft by a long shot.
Mm. Oh, I was about to say, I haven't even looked, but I know mine's probably pretty bad.
We should do a little recap of the fantasy draft. Yeah. I'll be honest, I haven't.
I was about to say, I have Suicide Squad on there. I know mine's not.
I am currently in first
because place. Because they didn't do early reviews for Suicide Squad because Rocksteady didn't turn the servers on until the deluxe version came out.
Video game, look it up. We're 3 months in. All I know is that Stones games are going to be dropping this month.
That's right.
I was going to say, I think I have Princess Peach this month. I think that's the only one I have this month.
Do you have Princess Peach?
I don't know. I tried to put it on there, but the thing never lets me add anything.
Oh. Well,
being a butthead.
Let's see. In first place right now, it's me with 65 points. Damien with 54 points. Jeremy with 34. Amanda, 12.
Oh, I have less than 12.
Stone, 0 right now because his games haven't dropped. And then number 2, we're sitting at negative 2.5.
Damn. Hate that for me.
Mm-hmm. I am in first place because I took Final Fantasy 7 like the person you should have done.
So, yeah. So, you're in first place and 5 of your games have released.
Yeah.
And you're expecting 6 more with... our friend Damien in second place, also with 5 games released and expecting 6 more.
Yeah.
So you guys are really the only fair comparison. You have picked better games than Damien.
I got to go second.
On average. Though. Yeah, you got to go second.
Also, Jeremy not taking Final Fantasy was still like a big surprise to me.
Oh, I have South Park. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that South Park game looks hot.
It does.
It's only like $30 too. It's crazy. It's real cheap.
Let's see. You've only had... Is that Lightfall Chainsaw game only coming out this year?
According to everything I've read so far.
Alright.
But if it doesn't come out, I can bump. It's supposed to be out, in, I think they said, the summer.
Have you played the Mario vs. Donkey Kong game?
I have.
Is it good?
I enjoy it. All right, I think it's fun.
And I'm just saying, so I got Dragon's Dogma coming out. Next month.
This month.
Yeah, it's March now. Sorry.
That leap day really threw us all off.
It's throwing everybody off. Anyway, yeah, it's March now, so it's coming out later this month. So that'll be my first game. And then we have my second game, Another Crab's Treasure, coming out in April. And that's going to be a 10 out of 10.
You're calling that?
He said that game, 10 out of 10. 10 I do not 10. Give a shit.
Do not care.
I've seen gameplay of that. I'm like, this is really a fun
game. Oh, yeah. Game. Jeremy took Alone in the Dark from me, dickhead.
Jeremy went the JRPG route. And I'm just like, I understand, but no. I love you.
You merely adopted the JRPG doc.
Like, let's see. If Hades 2 comes out this year, that'd be wild.
Ooh, man. I'm looking at Jeremy's score here, and he got a negative 10 from Skull and Bones.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Like, you know what's funny is that Damien had that game, then he dropped it.
Yeah, well, you know.
Like, he said, never mind, I don't want that shit no more.
Well, to be fair, though, you got...
I got
Fairy,
Foam Stars.
You got Foam Stars, which also gave you a negative 10.
Yeah, but I figured Foam Stars would be a fun game to play, so...
Right, yeah.
That's how I did mine. I was like, I'm going to enjoy these games, so that's Jeannie's list of games that she will enjoy.
Right. Well, and I like that section that we have, the new game franchise part, because I feel like that forces us to pick, like, obscure games or unknown games, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, okay, I'm here for that.
Why is Satisfactory on here for you, though? Is it coming out this year?
Supposed to be coming out this year.
What?
It's supposed to be coming out.
They did an update.
No, this game was already out.
No, it's not 1.0, but they're on their way, and supposedly it's coming out this year. Now, it might not. I might get bumped, so I might have to pick something else.
Mm-hmm. Like, we might get bumped, we might have to pick something else, because they're like, yeah, this has been your problems. Like, all your games are like, oh, it's not coming out this year.
Yeah, but supposedly it's coming out this year.
So, Dragon's Dogma 2... I don't know if Dragon Age is coming out this year, though. I'm just looking at your list.
It's the placeholder date. If it does come out this year, it's going to be a banger, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, like,
motherfucking Dreadwolf, let's go.
I don't know what I don't even know what Game of the Year looks like right now.
Final Fantasy.
Well, it's so early in the year, you can't really call anything yet.
Yeah, like, I tried to add games to my list, and it kept telling me no. So I'm just like, I got like five, six games on there, because it's just like, no.
How much budget?
Because it literally...
Oh, you don't have a budget.
Yeah, it never gave me any. Like, I've never been able to add a game to that from the day we
did
this.
You don't have a budget, do you?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you have $0 budget.
Yeah, I have $0, and I've...
How did you lose money?
I have no idea. It's never let me add anything from, like, the day we started. Unless the ones that you put on there for me. But it was just like, no. And I'm like, it doesn't want me to have anything. It's fine.
Well, if there's any game, just set me up. I got you.
No, they put out,
Damian's chipping away here, though. I think he's doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing real good for his first. This is his first one, right?
Yeah, this is his first one.
Hey, he's still got another one he's missing, too. He's missing a spot.
I mean, his Rise of Ronin and Dragon's Dogma 2 coming out the same day is a crime.
Mm-hmm. Rise of the Ronin looks so good.
Oh, it looks like you got an empty spot, too, Perry.
Yeah, I did that on purpose.
Is that your new game?
Mm-hmm.
New game one?
Yeah, he's got a new game missing.
Like, I put Stellar Blade on here. I was like, yeah, so it's actually going to come out this year.
Cool. That game looks so good.
I like how you did that research for me and couldn't find anything. Like, look.
What was I doing?
You're doing research for me to find the fucking theme song. You just couldn't find
it. Oh, yeah. No, I'm still trying. Once I figure it out, I'll send it to you.
I like how you do that. Like, look, you need a movie trailer? All right, hold on.
Yeah, I got it.
I got you. I need that song. But Luigi's Mansion comes out this. When's that come out?
Which one?
Luigi's Mansion.
I don't think it has an actual release date. Yeah, it's in the system. Same with the Thousand Year Door.
Somewhere.
Can you put that on my list, please? Someone doesn't have it.
I have it.
Damn it. Does anyone have Luigi yet?
Huh?
Do you have Luigi
yet? Yeah.
Damn it, Harry. Take all the Nintendo stuff from me.
What do you expect?
I need to look at the Nintendo list because there's some stuff on there.
Let's see. What's the other one? Like, I was
thinking. But yeah, they showed off the retextured Juliet a couple days ago.
Hot diggity dog.
It looks so good. Damn. I'm so excited. Like, I get to be super annoying this year because I get a new super massive game, maybe two, and I get Lollipop Days off, I got a Tomb Raider update. The most annoying year to be Genie ever. Yeah.
I can't wait for Hollow Knight to come out. If that game comes out, it's a wrap.
And I get a little Nightmares game possibly this year.
That comes out this year. Isn't it coming out this year?
I think it comes out. I think it's like early quarter three.
It just said release date, estimated 2024. This one I'm just looking at. I'm just looking at some of these games that Stone got. Skate Story. Replace. Frostpunk. Dragon Age Dreadwolf. Yeah.
I thought that said Sackboy, and I was like, there's a new Sackboy.
I was like, there's a new Sackboy?
It doesn't say Sackboy, it's Satisfactory.
So, Metal Gear is supposed to come out this year, right?
Allegedly.
No. Yeah, that's the thing, like, a few of my games are, like, allegedly coming out this year, like Hades 2, allegedly.
Yeah, that's a lot of the stuff I want to add is, like, stuff that's, like, allegedly coming out this
allegedly?
Year.
I mean, heck, GTA 6 might not even come out next year. It might be.
Oh, it's Rockstar. 100% that's just getting delayed until 2026. They did it with GTA 5. They did it with Red Dead Redemption. When they came out, they were all fine. So
they were bangers when they came out.
They were bangers. Yeah.
They were top tier bangers.
I can't wait for GTA 6. Oh my god.
I'm going to be a menace in that game. It enter my villain arc.
There we go.
Villain era.
Okay, so with that nice little update. Yeah. The Pokemon Presents. Yeah.
Yeah, we got some cool Pokemon. We're getting a new Pokemon Legends game, which is exciting.
Yeah.
We're going Pokemon Trading Card Game Pocket.
It's going to mobile finally. The trading card game is finally going mobile.
Yeah.
Mike can fucking play the game now.
Yep.
Oh, why? Why are you playing it now, Perry? What? Minimalism.
Do you think that this new Pokemon game will be a launch title?
For the new Switch?
Yeah.
I think so.
Because they said it's not coming out till next year.
Yeah.
Well, the new Switch is supposed to come out, like, February next year, right?
It's supposed to come out, like, February, March, yeah.
Yeah. Because they delayed it by a few, what's it called?
Months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Them things over there.
Yeah.
Them things. We're already in March of 2024, though. This is like, good God.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, so, like, we were talking about that at work the other day. Because usually, like, the first part of the year, you don't really have a whole lot to play because there's not a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, this year, it's just been, like, back to back to back just games.
Well, and it happened last year, too. You know, it started happening. And, like, it's... I guess been ramping up in the past couple years, I think, is like where
games last year it was like Horizon and then Elden Ring, or that was 2022.
Mm-hmm.
What did we have last year?
For what? Game of the Year?
No, for games that came out like in February and stuff, it got pushed. We had Dying Light 2 came out around this time last year.
Was that not 2022?
That was 2022.
That was it?
Yeah,
because I was like, Elden Ring, and then I was like, never mind, that came out in 2022.
Yeah,
because I was cleaning my room and found my gigantic Elden Ring poster. I was like, 2022, all right.
Yeah, 2022, because Elden Ring and...
Yeah, like, usually, like, Horizon. January, February are, like, your quieter months, so you get, like...
It ain't quiet right now, man.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, Octopath.
Octopath.
Kirby.
The Kerbal Space Program.
For last year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kirby came out last year? Holy shit.
Oh, we had Dead Space and Forspoken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forspoken. Dead Space was a great game. Forspoken.
Mm. Oh, Power Wash Simulator.
Yeah.
Fantastic game.
This came out in January.
Oh, Hogwarts. I forgot about Hogwarts Legacy.
Came out last year.
Metroid Prime Remaster. Returnal got PC ported last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Wild Hearts. I had such high hopes for you.
I did not. The inner Monster Hunter fan in me looked at it and was like, I'm good. And then 6 months later, EA closed the servers now from the game. I'm like, oh, made the right call.
Ooh. Oh, that Wolong game came out last year. I felt like that was a lifetime ago. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot's happened in the last year.
Bayonetta.
That came out last year? No, the Bayonetta Origins one, or like the
Last of Us Part 1 came out.
That's the part when it came on PC port.
Yeah.
It did terrible.
Dredge. That was a good game. Sifu got ported.
Mm-hmm.
Sifu's a great game.
Sifu's great.
Yeah.
I was so unprepared for everything because I was ready for WWE and then I was like, and then we get Dead Island 2 finally. So I was excited. Shit.
Dead Island 2 came out last February, didn't it?
No, came out in April.
Came out in April last year? Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Damn. I don't know.
It was my most played game like 4 months out of the year last year.
I didn't really play a lot. What was I doing? Writing a fucking book.
The only game that surpassed it was GTA because I played with my friends. And I played that for 5 months out of the year.
That's right.
It was my most played game. And then October was like, hey, you want to play Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, October was Spider-Man. September was Cyberpunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyways.
I still have a good Cyberpunk.
Pokemon, everyone's excited.
As we should be.
Everyone's like, well, Power World. I'm like, no, we guys have fun with your Power World. I'm gonna play Pokemon.
I don't want Pokemon made. I want Pokemon made in America.
Mm-mm. Did I hear that?
Yep.
You hear that too?
Yep, that was a cat.
That's a cat.
Do y'all have a cat?
Well, that's a whole thing. We'll get into it after.
Yes.
We'll get into that off the air.
Oh boy.
Yeah. No, I was just reading this story about the Nintendo suing the makers of the popular emulator, Yuzu. It's interesting because basically Nintendo's stance is that emulators are illegal and like the act of emulation itself is illegal, which is not legal precedent and is not something that like emulation has been litigated in the past and the courts in the US at least have found that creating an emulation software is legal. Pirating games is not illegal. So if you own ROMs, that's illegal, but owning the emulator is not illegal. Because the emulator is a separate piece of software that just also runs the games. Okay. Basically.
Well, this one's all fat.
So it doesn't, the emulator itself does not break intellectual property rights.
Mm-hmm.
But Nintendo is apparently trying to sue the people that make this new software.
That's why they're not suing the people that are doing Power World. They're too busy with this one.
Right. Well, Power World, they don't have a leg to stand on. You know, it's like, yeah, sure, you can tell at a glance that this is a ripoff, but you can't sue people for ripping off your property. You can only sue them if
Isn't that like fair usage?
I mean, you can't...
Or, like, parody rights, technically.
Right, well, you can't copyright an idea, right? So, mm-hmm. like, the idea of having, like, monsters that you catch in balls and they have different abilities, like, you can't copyright that. You can copyright the specific monsters and the specific words that you use to describe them, mm-hmm. but you can't copyright the actual, like, idea of that itself, you know?
Okay, yeah. So we would, like... Activision can't go after, like, whoever and be like, you can't mm-hmm. make more FPSs because we do that here.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like, it would have been like the people that made Doom suing everybody that made a first-person shooter because they made it Doom-like.
Yeah, and I think what it is, though, like, I think the biggest problem with Power Rangers is very survival. It's definitely a survival game.
It's if you only look at it on the surface, it looks like Pokemon, but it's not Pokemon at all.
My friend said, that you get to enslave them and make them do labor.
Oh, yeah, very much.
Yeah, really
yeah, it leans into the meme of, you know, you're, you know.
What you looking at?
Did you find a ghost?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Jin just kind of spaced out for like 2 seconds. Anyway.
My bad.
No.
I just thought you like.
I don't know. It's a stance that I think that they've been trying to make for a while. I don't think it'll hold up in court. But, you know, remains to be seen, I guess, with the court system that we have today. You know, telling everybody to go fuck themselves, basically.
What's going on right now?
Got some weirdo cats running around.
Ghost cat.
But basically, if this lawsuit is successful, then that can overturn like years of legal precedent, basically, which, you know, is par for the course with our court system today. But we'll see how everything shakes out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Finger guns.
Finger guns. Okay, cool. Have we covered every... No Druckmann said that he wanted to take Strip back. We covered that.
Yeah, we talked about Neil Druckmann. Oh, we talked about all that.
Ed coming to Street Fighter. Ed's in Street Fighter. You gotta check him out.
Hey.
I'm a big Street Fighter fan, so...
Yeah.
I'll check him out.
Cool.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Toys for Bob going indie.
Yeah, yeah.
We talked about that.
Sorry, guys.
We were talking about the layoffs, and then we got into all that and just kind of...
Yeah. Well, the idea, I guess, that several companies are going independent or buying their
Sorry, I've been in my I'm tired, guys.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, my own podcast, and I'm exhausted. like it won't happen again.
I think our last story is the Helldivers 2.
Yeah, like join the fight. Everyone liked that name of that episode last week. Like join the fight. Like, yeah, we gotta get our Xbox brothers in on this.
I mean, all hail Joel, the Helldivers 2 developer that's steering the Galactic War like a D&D dungeon master, apparently.
That sounds like a Kotaku article, even though it's not a Kotaku article.
Yeah, that's definitely an IGN article by Wesley Yinpol.
Yeah.
Thank you for your contribution to society, Wesley.
That's right.
Wesley, you're doing a great job, Fred.
You're doing great.
Hope IGN goes through with that unionization like they said they are.
Yeah.
So...
But yeah, so apparently there is one dev at the studio that has the title of Game Master, and apparently he has like special like tools and abilities that he can use to like real time fuck with the players, basically.
They gave that man the key and said,
you're a game master.
So apparently one of the planets has been taken over and the map has... become unplayable. So, like, it's been locked by the Game Master for the community. And it is, apparently, Malevin Creek, which they have, the community has dubbed Space Vietnam.
Oh, boy.
Yep. But apparently, the planet was at a 99.7% controlled rate. which I assume means that it was controlled by the enemy and not liberated, because I think they have a concept of liberation and control mm-hmm. in there.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't played Helldivers 2. It looks cool. It's not really my cup of tea, but you know.
That's what Andrew said.
Not your cup of tea. Unless you wanted to play it.
I don't want to play it.
Oh, you're just enjoying the ride.
I'm just enjoying the ride. I am a fan of the fans. Okay. I'm here to support and help our brothers in the fight.
Like, join the fight.
Brother. Join the fight. But apparently, the community has responded, as you would expect, by memeing the fuck out of it after they figured out that there is just one guy pulling the strings.
Yes!
That dude Thanos in his way through this game. I love that.
Right?
Oh my god, Thanos meme!
Yeah, then they did a Thanos meme. Snap.
So it is funny, though, that they found out that, like, oh, one person controlling it. Wait, he's a game master? Oh, fuck. We gotta be careful. Like, make sure we reload our ammo. Dive! Control!
No, like, Andrew's been playing it, and he's just like, I'm so glad I have this game. It's fun.
But apparently,
they were playing Lethal Company for a while, and then they all got Helldivers, and they just play Helldivers now.
There you go. Well, apparently there is, like, a greater meta-narrative that they are, like, curating, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's gonna be more interesting stuff down the line, I think, as planets are liberated or controlled or change hands and that sort of thing.
Mm, mm, mm.
I love it because, like, everyone's playing it, so they had to, like, up the servers and stuff because everyone's playing Helldivers. I can't even keep Helldivers in.
That's good. I like it. I'm here for it.
Yeah, games.
Well, and it's great, too, because it's, like, it's all, everybody's cooperatively fighting against these, like, you know, narrative opponents, right? These PvE opponents,
yeah.
Basically. So, I mean, it's something I could get into if my friends were into it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Try out the game.
Well, there you go. Play it.
Final Fantasy VII.
Join the fight.
Join the fight. Final Fantasy VII. Someone's like, one of my friends at the pod actually messaged me Thursday. He said, like, hey, Perry, you want to play Helldivers? I'm like,
No,
it's like, it is 10:30, and you're asking me to play another game that's not Final Fantasy VII. Before Final Fantasy VII drops. No.
Like, I just, like, when I have my days off, I just play games most of the day. Unless I have doctor's appointments and stuff. Because I'm like, I can't do this. I'm tired.
No, it's just funny that they asked me, like, right before the drop of my favorite game to come out. But no, that's so funny. Oh, God, God, God. Wrestling's going good, though. I'm actually watching it right now.
Yay!
I'm watching it. Well, AEW, but that's because Wednesdays are just busy. But.
Mm-hmm.
Revolution is on Sunday.
Oh, it's tomorrow?
It's tomorrow, yeah.
Kenny's still out, right?
Yeah, but he's doing Final Fantasy stuff. He gets to play one of his favorite games, and he's looking nice, so I love that for Kenny. I think Xavier Woods played a little bit of it on Up Down Down too, so they've been doing that. But they've been doing a lot of 2K stuff on Up Down Down because 2K drops in a couple weeks. Actually, like a week from now. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, actually, it drops this week because the deluxe drops on like the 4th and then the regular drops on like the 8th. So, yay, 2K.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yay.
So, have you watched anyone in the Avatar show?
I watched episode 2 and 3 last night. Or not last night, the night before. And I'm liking it so far, you know? It's a different take on things. And I think their approach is going to be more long-term different. Because I feel like... I feel like it's not a one-for-one remake, and I don't think you would want it to be a one-for-one remake. Because you would want something new and different and fresh. And trying to remake the original, which a lot of people consider a masterpiece, would probably just lead to bad blood anyway. So I think that really what they're going to do is set the show up to continue and grow up with the actors. Because the actors, I mean, they recorded this... they you know, shot the film during COVID. You know, it was like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, 4 years ago when they shot in COVID. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like the actors are already a lot older than they were, you know, and they had like a 12-year-old playing Aang, and that dude's like, you know, 15, 16 now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, the whole, like, one-on-one remake. Like, there was a really interesting article. I feel like I probably mentioned it before. But it was mainly for, like, games, but I guess it can apply to, like, TV mm-hmm. adaptations.
Anytime but you go from one medium to another, it has to be different.
Yeah. Well, like, they said that there's, like, no such thing as a one-for-one, 100% faithful remake of anything. Mm-hmm. Even if you're just doing, like The Last of Us 2, like The Last of Us Part 1.
Yeah.
So much, there's so much little stuff that changes where it's not a one-on-one, like... Mm-hmm. adaptation, like the facial expressions get more expressive, and then mm-hmm. you have all that extra stuff, and then like you go from like the Last of Us game to like the TV show, and you get that like outworld expansion instead of like just what's happening to you. So mm-hmm. it's like there you can't ever have like a truly one-on-one 100% faithful like adaptation.
Yeah.
It was in Game Informer, so you can probably find mm-hmm. it online somewhere, but it was a really interesting article.
Yeah, well, that's 100% true. And I would also add that whenever you shift from one medium to another, like if you're doing a remake of a game, you can get closer to one-for-one, but you're never going to get there truly.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're shifting between mediums, like you're going from an animated TV show to a live action TV show, you can't do the same shit. It's just not going to fucking work. So yeah. you have to find a different way to represent the same ideas in a completely different avenue, you mm-hmm. know, because you can't just draw to make it real. You have to like have it somehow, you know, and it's like. Like, I think all the effects are great. I think their costuming is phenomenal. It is fucking great for the Avatar TV show. And their set design is impeccable. You know, I like the ships, for instance. I mean, I know that's all done in, you know, computer-generated graphics and stuff. But their set design for that is still really good whenever they're on the ship. I think all that's great. I'm intrigued to see what, like, so I've only watched the first three episodes. And, I guess, minor spoilers. Aang doesn't first interact with Roku. He interacts with Kyoshi because he goes to Kyoshi Island. Which I think narratively makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
but, like, I kind of get that, like, it's a little different because it's like their idea was, okay, well, the most recent Avatar is the one that, like, teaches you how to do shit. You know what I mean? And that older lives are not as readily accessible. But I think, like, well, if you're on Kyoshi Island, you're probably going to talk to Kyoshi.
Yeah,
and it makes sense, and it's a little earlier in the story than when Aang met with his past lives, but I think that they're kind of condensing things because they just don't have the same runtime minutes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, things take a different approach, and I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah, some people are complaining about it, but you know.
I think he should have been read a little differently because he comes off as a whiny bitch. And not as an angsty teenager.
I know a lot of people's issues were with Sokka and how he's not like out inherently sexist.
Yeah, I think that's one of those things where, like, I feel like you could have done that scene again, but I don't think you need to. I think you didn't need to be as overt with it. Like, I think it was there already. He was cocky and like. You know, acting like an ass and everything, and then Suki kind of humbled him a little bit. And I feel like that's an important scene for Sokka that is a personal development and growth for him. And I hope, I haven't seen the whole thing, but I hope they don't lose sight of those moments for those characters because it's, they don't have to be the same ones, but they need to have moments like that where the characters grow and develop and learn because that's part of what made the first show really good.
Yeah.
Is those characters grew throughout the series. They weren't flat. They were round and they developed and dynamic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they're condensing the show down and distilling it a bit. And because of that, I think that some people are saying, well, they're losing sight of like what made the show great. And then they're making, you know, they're losing all the little moments that accumulated into these big growth and changes for the characters. And I haven't seen all that yet, but I understand where they're coming from.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And always, yeah.
You gotta, can't lose sight of where you came from.
Not at all, man. Not at all.
Lion King taught us that when we were really little.
That's right.
The circle of life looking at us.
The circle of life looking at us.
I love it, love it, love it. Well, did you see that funny article that games weren't working on leap day? Games weren't working on leap day.
That'd be really funny, though.
No, apparently, yeah.
Was it actually a thing?
No, it was actually a thing. Like, people were, like, things were crashing and stuff on leap day because servers weren't working because crashing on startup today. Like, nothing was working for EA.
That'd be weird. Like, I mean, you would think, like, I mean, I get it. Because, like, if they, I mean, I get it. Because that's the sort of stupid shit that computers do all the time.
Yeah.
That would, like, all right, that would break everything if you just forgot to make a February 29th or whatever.
Yeah. Like,
but you would think that it would tie back into, like, a calendar system that you already had set up.
Yeah, but just,
you
like.
You know what I mean? So you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Like, so, yeah, our game's not working. What day is it? It's February 20th. It's March. I'm like. No, it's February 29th.
It's February 29th. It's like, not March. Oh. I love how we all collectively, because the last leap year that we had was COVID.
Yeah.
That was 4 years ago.
Damn, you think like that was
well,
COVID.
Well, it was crazy because,
that was
know,
20 years ago.
I was looking at my Facebook memories. It was when I hijacked like the podcast Facebook page because I went to Revolution and froze my ass off. Because it was, like, fucking, like, 10 degrees outside, and we're all just, like, huddled up outside talking to, like, ESPN and shit. We're like, yeah, woo, it's cold, let us inside. But I had a parking pass. I was smart. I got a parking pass, like, right across from the
there
arena.
There you go.
When you go big events, get a parking pass. Pay that extra money.
Yeah.
You don't want to walk 18 blocks to your event in the cold.
That's wild. What you been watching here lately?
I've been rewatching Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Really? Tell me why.
I love that show so much.
Tell me why.
That and Bob's Burgers, because I always watch Bob's Burgers.
Now number five.
Number five.
Ah, chills. You're like... Number five, he's when they come over like, oh, forgot about that. I totally forgot about that. It was a murder thing. I was just so into the
whole time. It was so good.
He said, I forgot I was at work right now.
He straight up did. I love Jake Peralta. He's crazy.
That's funny. With that being said, let's get the fuck out of here so I can go back.
You didn't ask to Stone what he was watching.
Avatar. He's but, like, Avatar. I was just talking about in general.
Well, what are you watching?
I haven't been watching anything.
Oh.
I did watch Tattoo the other night. That was great.
Yeah.
I love Seth MacFarlane.
I've just been watching that and, like, a lot of dumb, like, B horror movies.
Oh, gosh.
And, like, awful, like, The Sand and Killer Sofa.
Anyways.
Killer Tattooist.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Anyways.
There's Attack of the, like, Alien Donuts or something on Peacock. Should be hilarious. There was a lot of them about, like, a killer tampon.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is going on?
No.
I was like, I have no idea what's going on, but I'm enjoying it. Try it again.
Go join Helldivers, gotcha. Everybody knows me. I'm going to say Final Fantasy 7. Part 2. Sorry.
Rebirth.
Rebirth. The way it opens up. Yes. I won't spoil.
Yes.
But I wish I could talk to y'all about it.
Yeah. I haven't played it yet.
You're the, like, so for some, like, this is fun. Is it, like, newer players like you that never played the original? It's going to be crazy. But what's your game?
I'll say Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
Kill the Justice League. I have, like, I watched all the Twitch drops and stuff, so they all have, like, their cyber costumes, and I'm super in love with them because they just look so funny. Where's that? I was like, I have a picture of it somewhere.
Okay, so they're saying show of the week. Yeah, show of the week, or
show
movie, or TV of the week. I guess that would be it. What you got, number two? I know you got something.
No, I tell everyone to watch The Velocipaster.
Oh my gosh, you've been
Jeannie loves The Velocipaster. It's her favorite movie outside of Bo Burnham's Inside.
How many times have you seen that one?
Bo Burnham's Inside?
Just say yes.
Oh, yeah.
Just say yes.
Yeah.
How many times have you watched it? Yes.
Yes.
Just yes. All right. Stone, what's yours? Avatar?
Yeah.
Avatar.
Go check out the Netflix, you know, remake of Avatar The Last Airbender. Or Avatar The Last Airbender, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
Not the blue people.
Not the blue people.
Go watch Dune. That's what I'm going to say.
Part one or part two? Or all of it?
Hey, here's how I did it.
I have Dune in my Blu-ray player at home.
No, like, here's how I did it. Because I didn't watch when it came out. In 2020, is that when that movie came out? 2020 or 2021. One of the two, right? It's the HBO Max thing. It was part of the HBO Max, like, where it was at, where they did it at home theater because of COVID.
No, I saw Dune in theaters.
You did it. You saw it in theaters, but they...
It was 2021, yeah.
Okay, cool. So...
I went to see it in IMAX because they were doing cheap-ass tickets after COVID.
So. Yeah, so that movie came up in 2021.
Wore my face mask, too.
I want to do the Dune armor, the sand armor. I want to do
it's
that.
It's so cool.
The cosplay. I want to do that as a cosplay. Anyways, going back to that, so I didn't watch when it came out, just didn't care. And then, like, our friend Jacob was like, yeah, I'm going to go see it. I'm like...
I should probably watch the first one then. So you're gonna be so lost when you just walk in. You're just like, what the fuck is all this stand for?
I was like, I watched the first one. I watched it Wednesday, actually. I watched the first one Wednesday.
I like sand. Yeah, I said no. Irritating.
Then I watched the second one. I was like, oh yeah, this all makes sense. I was like, I probably should have went back and watched the first one again. I'm like, probably.
Yeah.
I'm like, also the fact of the matter is like, this is a part two.
Like, I keep telling people, I'm like, you have to watch a movie more than once to actually appreciate it. Unless it's bad, then you don't have to watch it.
No, like, my thing is like, this is a part two. I was like, shouldn't this movie came out like 2 years ago? Three?
No.
Yeah.
No. Gotta film it and make it look good.
They gotta make it visually stunning.
They had to wait for Austin Butler to get rid of his Elvis accent.
Also, I guess he's just done with acting or something. Is that what I heard about that?
No, he's done being Elvis.
But I thought he was just done and like just acting. Like you said, this was too bearable. Like Dune was just too much on him.
I think he's taking a break, kind of like how Tom Holland did after The Crowded Room. Like sometimes, like being in a certain headspace for like X amount of time, it just takes like a toll on like your mental health and stuff, makes it to where you just don't. Not like Jared Leto method acting, but yeah.
I don't know. What's another story?
That's another story for another podcast day.
With that being said, we love you guys. Till today, we meet again.
Not next week. LexCon's next week.
We'll get
the week after next week.
Anyway, by then, we'll probably have... Oh, update. My editor is almost done with my story development. She says she's almost done. I was like, take your time. We'll play Final Fantasy VII. She's like, laugh out loud. Thanks for the extra come. But enjoy Final Fantasy VII.
Go play Final Fantasy.
All right, we love you all. Talk to you later.
Yay.
Peace, bye.